you're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, a global outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose is to equip Christians in life and truth, encouraging you in your faith and equipping you intelligently to represent it to a world easily convinced by a corrosive culture intent on conquering your Christian faith. Equipped with truth in Christ, we're called to experience life to the full and witness to the world by His power working through us. This is a live program, and we invite your calls and questions. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, and via the mailbox, 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. My son David sent me a horrifying expose titled, Death on Demand. Question, has euthanasia gone too far? The article shows that 25% of deaths in the Netherlands, the place that I was born, are induced by doctors. And as Wesley J. Smith has aptly pointed out, many of these deaths are by what is called terminal sedation. And since euthanasia was first decriminalized in the Netherlands, the country's doctors have traveled down a very dark and sinister road. Induced deaths have expanded from the terminally ill who ask for it to the chronically ill who ask for it, to people with disabilities and the elderly who ask for it, to people with dementia, psychiatric patients with mental illness, and the infanticides of babies born with serious or terminal illnesses or disabilities who don't have the capacity to ask for it. In 2015, so just a few years ago, Dutch statistics revealed that 431 patients were killed by doctors who never asked for euthanasia, even though such unasked-for lethal acts are, well, they're technically murder under the law. And so it may only be a matter of time before the horror begins to happen here as well. There are organizations like the Hemlock Society that are aggressively seeking to legalize euthanasia. Because in their view, murders for the diseased and the disabled, for the dying, well, it's a step into the light. Obviously, from a Christian perspective, it is not a step into the light. It is a step into abject darkness. In Christian theology, the timing and the terms of death are the providence of God alone. And therefore, a doctor is never, ever, ever permitted to usurp the prerogative of deity. And hastening death based on subjective judgments concerning the quality of a person's life is a direct violation of Scripture. So while passive euthanasia is morally permissible because it allows the process of dying to run its natural course, active euthanasia is morally reprehensible. It's prohibited because it directly involves the taking of a human life. From a biblical perspective, suffering, well, it produces perseverance. And as Paul says, perseverance produces character, and character hope. Kind of like suffering for our faith. physical suffering has redemptive value. It may be likened unto a furnace that rids us of dross, that fashions us more and more like unto our Lord. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, I've quoted him often, said, "I am quite certain that I have never grown in grace one half as much anywhere as I have upon the bed of pain," or as C.S. Lewis put it, God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks to us in our conscience, but he shouts to us in our pains. It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. This, of course, is not to say that there is virtue in needless suffering. To mitigate suffering through the modern medical miracle of pain management, well, is consistent with biblical morality. And by the way, permitting voluntary, active euthanasia, it opens the door to the greater evil of non-voluntary euthanasia. There's ample evidence now that this is already taking place at an alarming rate in places, like I just mentioned, the place that I was born, the Netherlands, where euthanasia has slid down that slippery slope into cryptanasia. Cultural thanatologists may urge us to accept death as a friend, but Christian theology sees death as the enemy. We're not called to come to peaceful terms with death. We are called to overcome death through resurrection. As my father told me, in the final stages of his life, every moment is precious. And to that end, let me make the quote of the day, a quote from the Apostle Paul. Hopefully you have it memorized. It's in Romans chapter 5. We glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who he has given to us. With that, let's go to the phone calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Cal in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, listening on KARI. Hi, Cal.
Hi, Hank. It's Scotty Cal from... Anyway, so basically, how to deal with conflict, in whether it's in your relationship, whatever kind of relationship you're within, basically. And the scriptures say that you need to, if you have aught against your brother, go straight to him. Be angry, sin not. And in other words, confront things straight on, because if you don't, you set yourself into a rut. Because if you don't say things straight up, then people kind of don't see you one way or the other.
So
for example.
So what's your question, Cal?
Because
I just have a few minutes.
Usmadai, which means how's your day in Frisian. Usmadai. And so the same thing could be said as this.
So what's your question, Cal? Because I'm almost out of time for this section.
Okay, but you have to realize, so I'm coming to you as a friend, and I'm saying, like, is deification, is this the way we want to read the scriptures? No. We touch each other. We are Elohim. We are here to have a sound judgment.
Do you have a question, Cal, or I have to move on?
The question is, how do we deal with confrontation?
Well, you deal with it with gentleness and with respect. You learn to listen carefully. You learn to communicate clearly. And if there is conflict with familial relationships, we always have to remember that the Lord's Prayer ends with the words, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Heavenly Father will not forgive your sins." So forgiveness is the key to relationships. It is what we are called to do, and Christ puts the import, the emphasis on it in dramatic fashion, again, appending this to the prayer he taught his disciples and vicariously us to pray. We are to forgive one another. Obviously, this is a two-way street. It takes someone that is willing to forgive and someone who is wanting to be forgiven. Well, we are coming up to a station break. Thankfully, we'll be back in just a few moments on the other side of the break with more answers and more information. This is an important outreach of the Christian Research Institute, and we're deeply grateful for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, and I do pray that you'll do so this month. You can also give via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, we'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Are you worried about artificial intelligence? You're not alone. Pop culture pummels us with images of intelligent machines overtaking humans. Transhumanists believe that humans are merely machines, and that artificial intelligence is the next step in our evolution. In his new book, The Human Advantage, Jay Richards dispels these dystopian tales and explains why we should be far more hopeful than fearful about our future on account of what he calls the human advantage. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Smart machines are reshaping our world and our future. But these machines will never be a substitute for what Dr. Jay Richards calls the human advantage. Yet it is critical for the next generation of Christians to understand that in the future, more and more jobs will be done by smart machines, and we must plan accordingly. The new book by Dr. Jay Richards, The Human Advantage, will help you understand the increasing threat posed by artificial intelligence and show why the marvelous creation of the human mind and body can never be matched by any machine. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Wow.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. There are some very, very troubling signs on the horizon. In Britain, a lesbian couple is transitioning their five-year-old son into a daughter. Think about that, a five-year-old son into a daughter. The husband, Greg, is a woman, as is his wife, Jody. So you have two biological women in the equation, and they have a child from a previous out-of-wedlock relationship, so it gets very, very complicated. But Greg identifies as a male, also identifies as the stepdad to Jody's son, Jaden. In the story, the couple says that the five-year-old Jaden is adamant that she is a girl and hates everything about being a boy. And therefore, they've put Jaden on track to transition into a girl in just a few years. So here you have a five-year-old determining what is going to be best for the duration of life. We're talking about hormone treatments, reassignment surgery. I think we're talking about a culture promoting the idea that one's biological sex is a choice. Transgendered boys do not become girls, nor do transgendered girls become boys. They become feminized boys or masculinized women or girls. In other words, counterfeits, impersonators. And the hell of it is the suicide rate. It is horrendous for those that make a decision at particularly that young stage of life. So leftists think that they're removing the influences that cause that suicide rate. But in truth, they're only enabling, they're only normalizing a destructive pathology. And now, this kind of child abuse is not only condoned by the culture, it's celebrated. And meanwhile, at Google, you have employees fretting that the term family-friendly is offensive and homophobic. And so I was looking at a report in National Review in which an employee posts a thread upvoted by 100 other employees that to use the word family to mean household with children was offensive. It was inappropriate, homophobic, wrong. And that family friendly is a diminishing and disrespectful way, to speak, having a long-standing association with deeply homophobic organizations. So, for example, if you say a family-friendly film is one that is appropriate for all members of the family, especially for kids, that's the source of the offense. Because it's offensive now, it's homophobic to define family as involving kids. What we're talking about here is a complete restructuring of civilization. And as Al Mohler has warned, the sexual revolution is marching onward it in so many different ways. He was talking the other day about California's new curricular framework for public school education, the new guidelines for gender. With respect to third graders, describes gender as boy, girl, both, neither, trans, queer gender, the list goes on and on, non-binary, gender fluid, gender neutral, transgender, bigender. I mean, there's third gender. There's two spirit. There's no end to it. There are also lesson plans now on reproductive organs and the argument that they don't necessarily correspond to male and female. And what about the parents? Well, the state of California thinks the role of the parents should not be very highly considered because the parents are more likely to be a problem than to be a solution. Now we have the state thinking it knows better than parents what is good for their own children. And as I have been pointing out this week, there are essentially three building blocks for a civil society. And of the three, none is more significant than marriage or family. We have recognized for millennia that marriage is the unique, permanent, comprehensive union of one man and one woman. And the proper end of this is the bearing and rearing of children. My point here is that we can't allow the government to usurp the role of parents. Perhaps even worse, we now have to be wary of parents themselves, because the parents are buying into the culture such that they are electing people to public office who are so radical it is unthinkable. It is time for Christians to be wise as serpents, to be gentle as doves. We have to realize that our culture is shaped by so many factors, including entertainment and education and environmentalists. And if the radical left controls all three branches of our government, dare I say that we are looking at the end of Western civilization as we have known it? This is not fear-mongering. This is real. We're looking at perhaps the end of civilization, at least in a civilized sense, looking at chaos of unprecedented magnitude. I was listening to a person that goes by the acronym ARC, or at least people are referring to her that way, who is saying that the real problem is climate change. In other words, all of these radical left-wing ideas, the idea that there is no such thing as biological gender, are now being forwarded by people, and this particular person who is saying now that the real problem is not that, that's the solution. Get rid of gender, that's the solution. Have the government control your family, that's the solution. But now saying the problem is climate change. And the solution is for the governments of the world to co-opt tens of trillions of dollars. And that immediately, because if we do not, the world's going to end in 12 years. All of this is reminiscent of the hysteria that took place in the year 2000. That was going to be the end of the world. In the year prior, people were mining the subjunctive, cultivating the seed of threat buried in each unrealized instance. And now they're doing the same, and they're getting away with it because people are simply uninformed. And as I've pointed out many times, the real problem gets back to the Christian church itself. We have failed to be a leavening force in the culture. And therefore, we have the radical left setting the table for the good of our children, our grandchildren, for the good of the gospel. We can no longer remain silent. This is not the time to be politically correct. It's not about popularity. It's a time we make our voices heard. Excuse me. Well, we're at the end of this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but once again, my deepest appreciation for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Do remember, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We'll be back on Monday with more answers to your questions. Do remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Thanks again for joining us for this broadcast. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.